Blog Talk Radio.
From the Sure Razor Sign Studio in Lafayette Hill, Pennsylvania, it's the Sports Show. And now, turn up the volume and get on your feet and welcome in the undefeated, undisputed champion of Sports Talk Radio,
Welcome to the first and hopefully maybe shows here in the 2015 year of our farewell, the year 2015. And we'll start off with COWPSC. I'm sorry. Hello.
Hey, Jamie. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Kevin.
So, happy New Year to you. So a little power struggle out there with Chubbles out there, the city Barley Shove, huh?
Yeah, power struggle. All
right, so Chubbles gets to shop for his groceries, as Tuna said. So if that's the truth, then I'm going to give him 2 years to win a Super Bowl for Philadelphia. You're going to fire him. Just like Elway should be fired, the cripple doesn't win a Super Bowl out in Denver. So now that Chubbles has all the marbles, if I'm a Philly fan, I expect 2 years. Your thoughts? 2 years, my Cowboys better beat the Kitties, so I'll be mad. Your thoughts?
Yeah, and so everyone needs what they want. Howie Roseman, Process Station, Chip gets on control. And now you guys are in the playoffs, Careful. What do you
right,
think?
I'm disappointed in you guys this year, extremely. You should have been in the playoffs, but it is what it is. But I'm going to take Carolina today, taking Baltimore, and I'm taking Indianapolis and my Cowboys this weekend. So I think next Baltimore goes to New England, and they punish them for the Week 17 meltdown. I don't think New England is going to win. I think the Ravens beat them next week, I hope. So the Cowboys go into Green Bay and win, and then we meet Peter the Cheater to go to the Tussle in the Desert. That would be a good epic run. Your thoughts?
That would be quite a run, you guys. Would have to go on.
We beat the Peter the Cheater once in Seattle. Jamie, have an epic show at All-Star Week. We'll talk to you later.
That's a long time.
I know. I don't care. We're running like wildfire. We'll take down that smirk off his face. Peace in the Middle East. Keep it real, Jamie.
All right. Thank you, Calvin, so very much, and always. Yes. I'm playing this for TGIS 2 weeks in a row. What a novel concept. Yeah.
Oh, good morning. Happy 2015.
Yeah.
Start this one off good. Now, how about it? I'll tell you what. The only thing I'm happy about is that it all got settled last night, and we didn't have to listen to rumors about Chip getting traded to Tampa Bay and San Francisco and everything else they were talking about last night. It was getting out of hand on that ride home.
Really getting out of hand, and we got more out of hand.
He's going to resign. It was also there were rumors. If you could think of it, there was a rumor out there that they were reporting it.
He's getting fired, he's getting traded, he's resigning.
But you know what? Hey, he's here. He's got more power. Howie Roseman, I don't know if did he ever do anything good with player personnel? I don't think he did. Did he have anyone good? Oh, that's my man. I picked him.
Well, yes, he did, because the whole 2012 draft was his draft board, I believe.
Yeah, and I know he did it. Who came out of that draft that we lost?
slash Scott Boykins. There's more folks.
Wasn't Hoff in that draft?
Yeah, Hoff was in this draft.
You're right, this one, I'm sorry. They're all useless.
Yeah.
No studs in any of those. No studs.
Fletcher.
So let's see what happens now. Now watch Chip trade his life away just to get quarterback. Get his Oregon boy.
Yeah, he's gonna get his Oregon boy.
Did you watch any of that game? That was a fun game to watch.
Yeah, that's a great game. That's a great game at Oregon game. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Kind of fun watching that much offensive power going back and forth.
Yeah, power. I loved it.
Now, I hate to say this, but those Cowboys are playing really strong right now.
They're really hot. Yep.
They are really hot, and this is the right time of year to be really hot.
They are.
Makes me a little nervous. Thank goodness the Seahawks are really hot, too, because it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, the Seahawks are equally as hot.
I mean, Cowboys, honestly, it's not even Tony Romo. As long as Dez Bryant and DeMarco Murray play the way they're playing, as long as Romo doesn't screw it up, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't have to do anything outstanding. He just has to not screw up.
As long as Dez keeps playing the way he's playing and everything else, I think they can keep it rolling.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. All right. I got to take Katie to a birthday party. I will talk to you on the flip side.
All right. Thank you, bye.
You got it. Peace.
Birthday party time. Pocket.
Hold on.
What are we
saying? I want to read these statements.
You want to?
So we'll double take one principal at a time. Who would you want first? Chip Kelly, Lori, or Howie Roseman?
Let's do the Howie Roseman.
All right, Howie Roseman says, Philadelphia is my home, and Eagles are my family. My number one goal is to help bring a championship to this city, and that will never change. I believe this will solidify the trust we have all placed in Coach Kelly. Okay?
That's it?
That's it for him.
Shit, what?
No, no. Now we go to a caller. We got one principal after every caller.
I'm with Paul Jones, real for 2 minutes. Buddy, go.
That's quite an intro there, sir. That's a good invitation by your dad. He sounds like
you want to say Howie Roseman invitation?
Oh, what Howie Roseman's voice sounds like, but that's how I picture it sounding, like your dad just did. So that was good. All right, so wild card weekend. If you had to pick out of the four teams that are underdogs in these four games, if you had to pick the one most likely to spring an upset, what would your pick be?
Lions! The Lions! I love the
Lions!
The Lions,
say. Oh, I love to hear that.
Yeah, I love the defense. They got lots of offensive firepower. They got Thomas and Sue back. I'm going with the Lions. The Lions.
I just like that everyone's just so high up Dallas right now. I love it, actually, because this is Romo in the playoffs, and he can screw up. Of course he can. Nick DeCalpo, I was hearing him talking. I mean, he's like, well, you know, as long as Romo doesn't screw up. Of course he can screw it up. This is Tony Romo we're talking about. That being said, that doesn't mean they're necessarily going to lose, but this is certainly no slam dunk Jimmy game, even though Detroit can't win on the road either. But
it doesn't mean they're going to lose, and that means, but he has hot Dez Bryant too, which is a deadly combination sometimes.
Yeah, no, definitely, as we saw in Philadelphia a few weeks ago. Yeah, we'll see. I still enjoy the playoffs, even when we have the Eagles there. Big UFC fight tonight, by the way. Bones Jones against Daniel Cormier. Who do you like that? I know you probably haven't seen either of them, but that's okay. Who do you like?
I know it's Bones. I think Bones for all the talking that he does, I think he'll come through. He's been looking for the fight. I think he'll get it, and he'll be the winner of UFC 182.
I agree very much with you with that, sir. I agree. I like those chants also in that.
All right. Which underdog are you liking? Since I already gave it, I want to hear.
I mean, if I had to pick one that I hope wins, obviously, the Whites. Carolina, I guess, is a favorite. I guess the Bengals. I think the Steelers win. Bengals-Colts game, that's like two teams. I guess Cincy, if I had to pick one. That
you
was
like
what I want to have.
Okay.
I don't
that's
necessarily
what we
like them, but I like it the most out of the four underdogs.
Is most
likely. I guess Baltimore could happen too. I don't think
they're Cincy and Baltimore are the two dogs. No, I don't think Baltimore is that good. I think my Steelers.
I don't either.
We'll cruise to victory. Thank you so much for all your wonderful insights.
I wouldn't go that far, but...
No, certainly not.
All right, see you, buddy.
All right, bye. When you want to get another call, and I could be your friend call.
Who do you want? Chip or Lori?
We'll get Chip.
I am very confident about where we are headed as a team and as an organization. Continue working with Jeffrey and how he is, as well as the personnel department. This is not a one-man operation. It will truly take a team effort to acquire and develop the best football players and then put the best team on the field each week. It will take off all us working together. That's it for him.
That you was... Yeah, Super Bowl, man. But who's this here, Frank?
Hey, would that be me, Jamie?
That's you and me. Go ahead.
How are you, buddy?
I'm
Let me ask you this. Is this the most excited you've been doing your show and how long?
What?
Question is this the most, are these topics today the most exciting topics you've had in how many months? I mean, it's got to be one of the most exciting days with all the news, right?
It's an exciting day to talk, for sure.
Now, that's what I'm saying. You got a lot of stuff to talk about. You're not fishing around looking for something to talk about. And today is one of those days I'm not even going to interrupt the Eagles talk because it's so hot. Between Hallie the knucklehead, and I'll tell you one thing, don't forget, Jeffrey Lurie's not a dumb guy, and he didn't get that team because he's a dumb guy. And I think he realized that, and he also, is Chip Kelly going to part the sea and walk it like Christ did? I don't think so, but I think Chip Kelly deserves a chance to prove that he's either good or bad. And after 2 years, he has a lot of wins. I think when he gets his players in place, nobody thought Davis was a defensive coach. I think he's turned out. Okay, let me ask you this. What's your ABCD? What's your rating for Davis as a defensive coordinator for the year? Give me a rating, ABC or D. Billy Davis.
B minus for Billy.
B minus, as in boy minus?
Yeah.
It's pretty
boy
good.
Minus.
Pretty good. Okay. Well, that's pretty good.
What?
And there was a time during the season though we didn't think he was going to be. We thought he was an F, right?
Yeah, he had some D or F points throughout his tenure. Yeah. What do you think, buddy? Do you think a B minus is too high? Where do you come in at?
And he took a guy that nobody else knew about or wanted. And it turns out the guy's a pretty darn good coach, wouldn't you say that?
Yeah.
What's one thing you want to see happen to the Eagles before next year? It has to happen. One thing. Just tell me one. Personnel move. One personnel move that has to happen. Just give me one.
I think they need to bring in... Oh, this is really tough.
No, just one personnel move. It could even include somebody on the roster that has to go or somebody coming in. But just give me one personnel move. If you're the general manager right now, Jamie Convey, what's the one personnel move you would make that would help the team right now today? What would it be?
I would say trade Cole. You got to go.
Really?
That's one thing that I said.
Wow. I'm surprised you said that. Tell your father's impressions are very, very good. Very good. One thing has to happen, that clown Williams from the Ravens, he's got to go. I think he cost them two games, or could have cost them two games. He's got to go. He's bad. He's a bad apple. He runs his mouth. He's not the player that he thinks he is. He needs to go. I don't want to see him on that football field again. And if you do see him on the field again, it's an indictment of Kelly, and Kelly sticking with a guy I just think there must be something there that he's doing that they really like, because he's got a big mouth, and he had some major penalties that helped cost them lost them football games. What do you think?
I'll give you another one, because I thought the one I gave you was kind of short for. I'll give you the golly Stan Macklin. That's what I'll say.
What'd you say?
I say you can't let Macklin walk. You got
it. Man, I'm with you on that one. You can't let Macklin go. I'm with you on that one. Macklin showed this year he's a pretty good football player, didn't he, Jamie?
Yeah, he did. So I guess that'll be my one move that I'll go with.
All right. Well, look, great show today. Great show. I'll let you get on to your next caller. And great show, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right, bye-bye.
I have some.
What do you have?
Think Tellier.
Yeah, he wanted to tell you that your impressions were very good.
I think he's going to say that he appreciated the help moving yesterday. All right, I'm going to go to Lori now, okay?
All right.
Before we go to Uncle Tom. Is that Uncle Tom right there?
Yeah.
All right.
This is very long.
This is long, but this, you know, kind of encapsulated. I'm glad you picked Lori for last. Today we made an important announcement, and one upon which I would like to offer further perspective. In the normal process of evaluating the end of the season, I meet with key executives for thorough discussions and evaluations of all aspects of football operations. During those lengthy meetings this week, we discussed a comprehensive approach on how to seamlessly integrate the personnel and coaching departments in order to maximize every facet of the process. Working with Chip Kelly, Howie Roseman, and Don Smolenski, we came up with what we believe will be a more thorough and thoughtful model that would best be overseen by Chip. It's most important that we find players that match what our coaches are seeking. This new approach goes even further than we have had in the past, starting with day one of the scouting process. This is part of an all-encompassing vision that takes you from the scouting process all the way to the on-field performance. Howie, Chip, and Don are all united in their desire to win. Together, we decided this approach was the best course of action for the Philadelphia Eagles. You have heard me say many times that I want strong leaders who feel free to express their opinion, and that is what happened here. The heck? Chip, where was I now? Chip will now lead this process going forward with the continued full support of Howie, Don, and myself. Chip will not be doing the work by himself, obviously. He has been charged with recruiting and hiring a new personnel executive that will report directly to him, and together we will move forward with this new, highly integrated approach. Why couldn't that have just been Gamble, that role?
Oh, okay.
All right, let me finish here, and then you can... When I said after the Giants game that Howie was returning as general manager next season, I meant that. But after carefully listening and reflecting on the lengthy discussions that I had with our senior team, I changed my mind.
I changed it.
I have a very good relationship with Chip that continues to grow stronger and stronger. we spoke, she was thoughtful, thorough, and professional. There were no demands, no threats, quite the contrary.
Oh, cool.
He was passionate, engaged, and articulating a dynamic and clear vision on how this fully integrated approach will work. We will look forward to seeing it come to life over time. Let me stress that Howie will continue to play a vital role in our operation. He has been elevated to the role of Executive Vice President of Football Operations and received the contract extension. In closing, where we are today and what we want to become. We are all united in our desire to win for this city. Boom, let's go to the...
So that's Mr. Louis, I think. Go ahead. Go ahead.
JC, a lot of fireworks down in Novacare, huh?
Yeah, fireworks going off.
Yeah, I just can't understand the Eagles. I don't know why they didn't do this in reverse. Had they made that announcement about Chip and Roseman first, then Tom Gamble is still with the team. So there had to be a lot of acrimony down there between Howie and Tom Gamble. Something had to be an explosion down there between the two of them to initiate that kind of outburst and that kind of being removed from premises.
It really makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Well, Chip's in charge now. He has to go out and find a GM and find a personnel guy. It just doesn't make sense. It smacks of left hand not knowing what the right hand's doing. But, I think they ultimately got it right. I just wish that Gamble wasn't caught in the crossfire. He seems too valuable a player personnel guy just to let him go over a little spat with Howie.
Yeah, the bottom line is, it seems like a stupid thing, but we'll never really know, I guess, what happened with him and how and over what blow-up they had that Gamble is no longer here.
Right, yeah, it doesn't matter what happened now. The damage is done, but we worry about the draft and what they're going to do in free agency. So, it's going to be interesting. I heard you guys talking earlier about Macklin. I'm not sold on Macklin at all. I think Macklin is a very average receiver. And to validate my point, I'll give you three names. Odell Beckham, Dez Bryant, DeSean Jackson. Is Macklin strike fear in the secondary like those three guys?
You are absolutely right, Rashi. That's very, 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 very valid. Very valid.
He's good. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't break the bank over him because we have Jordan Matthews who's going to be a super stud. And Josh Huff looks like he has a lot of speed. He looks like a playmaker. I would rent Macklin for 1 year at best. And I know I'm the minority. I know the people in Philly, right, really like Macklin. I'm not sold on him. What's your take, Jamie?
Well, I think it's very fair because the screaming thing just made you go out and face them all twice. They signed him here, and he seems to be fourth on the totem pole. But his name's absolutely right.
Well, that's just three guys. It doesn't include Megatron and AC Green and all the other guys.
I can't disagree with you, for sure not.
Right. All right, listen, I know you've had a full board. Do you have any trivia on the way out?
Why don't we get the trivia box? We got nothing left to do.
It's over. Pick segment.
Oh, my God. Why am I doing pick
segment? It's the NFL season.
Oh, my God. I apologize so strongly to all the people who want to be back, including me.
Tell your producer he's got to be a little bit more on the ball in 2015.
Yeah, 2015 needs to have a lot more trivia included than 2014.
All right. Enjoy the games, Jamie. Bye-bye.
All right, it's going to be a great weekend. Thank you. Bye.
And bye-bye.
I can't believe it. You are bad.
Hey. Come here. All right, here we go. Ready? Now.
And can I say something here?
Yeah.
Because you were lamenting a minute ago about how you weren't playing him, but it's still
be that
here.
Role. To be that one role. Oh, just going to hire someone to be in charge of personnel. Yeah, we'll go on campus.
Well, because Howie needed to get his way. And how that wasn't Howie's time. And that was just Howie was still the GM. And Howie had all the power.
Do you think this is all happened after Howie fired him just to be mean?
Yeah, Howie said, "Ha, Chip, you suck."
And then they had
Hey, really?
All right, we got two, 3 minutes. Let's go. We all are going to do these picks every week, and we'll see who does the best with the spread. Here you go. There you go. They're all right here, everyone. Just sitting here looking at them. All right, I have mine written down. I'm not going to reveal them until it's Jamie. You want to do yours first? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Do you see?
Mine are Carolina.
Hold on. Start with the top one.
What? What?
Can you see it? There.
Pittsburgh of Baltimore, definitely. Thank
you.
You
want to hit -3?
Yeah. I'm on Carolina. I'm on Indy.
Carolina, -6.5 over Arizona. All right, go ahead.
I want Indy.
Jamie, you're skipping the Dallas game. What do you want?
Well, I want Detroit.
Detroit, +6.5. I would love for that.
Alright, back to these picks.
Alright, nice. Here we go. Back to the picks now. Here were mine.
I didn't even pick.
Oh, I wrote the wrong thing here. I wrote that there. Here, you gotta. This is good. I have Pittsburgh -3 over the Ravens. I like Zona getting the 6.5. I like them to win the game at Carolina.
No.
Dallas to cover 6.5 over Detroit, and Cincy getting the points in Indy.
I
like that 3.5. I think Indy's playing too poorly right now.
Can I change that Dallas pick?
Who do you want?
Other words.
Do you want Dallas?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Tom.
Baltimore.
Carolina. +3. That was it. Carolina. -6.5. Arizona, good. Dallas, -6.5. Over Detroit. And last one, Indy, -3.5. Over Cincy. Tommy's got all favorites except Baltimore. I have 2-2. Jamie has all favorites, no upset. All right. It's been an action-packed show. Oh, we have a caller here.
Yeah, we got Kyle. Quick, bring him on here.
Jamie, how you doing, buddy? I think your picks. I go with your picks instead of your dad's right there.
You go with me?
I'm going with you. I'm rolling all 4-for-4 with you there.
Yeah, I
Jamie,
like
I wanna,
it.
I'm sure you got to get on with your day, but I wanted to, and I'm sure you talked about this already, but how close do you think it came to Chip actually walking out the door yesterday? I think
Chip prayed his power, and he knew that he could get many job offers if he just left. So if he says, if we're going to do this, I can leave any time I want. So I think it was in the back of Chief's mind. Had to be, especially after watching that Oregon game on Thursday.
Yeah, I think he's a great coach. I'm a little nervous though. That 14 draft wasn't too strong. I wish things were back to. I actually think Roseman's a better talent evaluator, but we'll see what happens.
I agree.
What do you think of that?
I agree. I totally agree that Roseman's way better at valuing talent than Chip. I totally agree.
Do you think he leaves now, Jane? Now that you know, now that he's been sort of embarrassed publicly, how much longer do you think he sticks around?
I think he'll stick around another year. If this new structure, depending on how this new world order works, we'll see where we are next
year.
Well,
he does get to run the medical staff, so that's got to make him happy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that's what he wants to do.
He gets to run the equipment staff. He's got all the thing in the world over that.
He probably does parking too, but they didn't. That wasn't part of the press release.
Yeah.
I think, Jamie, I don't know if you've had time to look at any of these guys or any of these new pitchers that the Phillies have gotten. Does one of them make the major leagues in the next couple of years, or what's the deal with these guys?
I think this Lively, who they got in the bird parade, has the best chance. Okay, keep an eye on him. Ben Lively.
All right, I like that. I'll do my research, and that's good. That's a good heads up.
All right, keep an eye on him, okay? I like him a lot.
All right, Jamie, appreciate you taking my call here at the end.
All right, thank you guys so very much. Bye-bye.
Have a good week.
Good morning, man. Thank you. You're really fun and treat you today. There we go. Good shot. Thank you for a great shot, everybody. See y'all on the 10th of January.